Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Marty in the Morning, it is 9.33 live in Verona. We'll be going back, I think, to have a chat with Daniel. I think we're going indoors, though.
Summer in the city, and that means one thing. The return of the Summer Lunchtime Concert Series. Join me, Liz Nolan, for an array of bright and bravura performances with the National Symphony Orchestra and RTE Concert Orchestra, plus esteemed guest artists. That's the Summer Lunchtime Series, 1:05 on selected Tuesdays through the summer, and broadcast live on Lyric's The Full Score. Booking at nch.ie.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
So, let's go and have a taste. This is our tasting room. And set up here, you have the old wine racks here.
I couldn't possibly use one of those.
So basically what I'm doing there is I'm drawing air across my palate to bring the aromas of the wine back up through my olfactory canal. So it's also almost a way of smelling with your mouth. And it's done by wine professionals. It's an automatic thing. Sometimes I catch myself doing it with water because I've been doing it so much with wine.
I'm not going to try it.
So we're drinking this wine at around 11 degrees, okay, which for us is kind of between 10 and 12 is kind of the optimum temperature to be serving this wine. In fact, at the winery, we sometimes have it a little bit warmer than this. So over the years, I think, a lot of people have become used to drinking white wines a little too cold and red wines a little too warm. You know, so what happens when you have a wine that's a bit too cold is it suppresses the aromatics and you don't get the full impact of the wine. Here, and as I mentioned before, it's not a hugely aromatic wine. It's not Sauvignon Blanc. You lose some of that subtlety if the wine's too cold. So I'm always suspicious if I'm in a restaurant and I'm served a wine that's ice cold. But at this temperature, you're really getting a feel for the wine. You really get the aroma and you get the taste. And the temperature is I would say, à point for this wine.
You know what? There's birds everywhere in Verona. Here in Negra, we're looking down over the Rizzardi vines here, the vineyard, and it's absolutely stunning. We've left the house behind us, the villa, and we've left the cypress trees and all the rest, and we're looking out now over all these grapevines. And, you know, you're probably thinking to yourself, do you know what he'll do now? He'll probably play Marvin Gaye. And I heard it through the grapevine, and you're thinking, oh, well, OK, I'll do it, though. So.